Welcome back to another episode of TTJ Talk, produced by the tech juggernaut at ttjtech.net. Hey, get excited with me, folks. Welcome back. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in today to another episode of TTJ Talk. It has been a very busy few weeks. Praise God, everything's going well, but we have been busy, which is why we've had a slightly thinner number of episodes here. I want to share with you a little bit about where I've been and what I've been up to this past week. Also, we've got some great holiday promotions coming up. Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Christmas season, whatever holiday you might celebrate this time of year, it's coming. And so we want to make sure we don't neglect talking about that. The big spotlight highlight of today's episode will be a recent review that I've done of my brand new toy. I sometimes call it the behemoth. It is a massive unit. It is this gorgeous iPad Pro 11 inch. I just absolutely love this thing. It is great. And before we get into any of that, of course, we want to remind you that it's time to grab some coffee, maybe that coffee cake, maybe a cinnamon bun. I don't know what you like, but it's time to go to the news desk. December 9th, 2019 is the day to watch if you are at all interested in or invested in any way in the pending merger between Sprint and T-Mobile to become the new T-Mobile, as they'd like to call themselves. It's the day to watch because that is the day, my friends, that 15 states, I do believe it is, including Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken. And I say that a bit hesitantly because there were a couple that did indeed reach an agreement, but I believe 15 states still will go before a judge who will hear their case as to why the merger should not happen. Now, these states say they plan to present evidence that the merger will be bad for business, that it will be bad for customers throughout the country, that it will be bad for the workers, and that it will be bad for innovation. Now, of course, T-Mobile CEO says the exact opposite, right? I mean, they seem to be all in favor of it. Sprint seems to be all good with it. And some states, notably Colorado, because the CEO tweeted about it, have accepted this and said, yeah, we recognize it's going to be good. It's going to be okay. We've reached an agreement of sorts, you know, whatever that may be. But several states are still holding out, and they don't feel that it's a good thing. I don't know how I feel, okay, about this. To me, they lose me a little bit when they start saying it's going to be bad for innovation. What do they mean? It's going to squelch other companies who want to innovate? Because I would think that the combined company of Sprint and T-Mobile, or the new T-Mobile as it's being called, is going to have a better shot at innovating if the two of them put their resources together. But maybe they're referring to other companies not being able to innovate as well. Now, I've certainly heard the arguments for why it would be bad for customers, and I believe it was New York. The attorney there said, hey, look, basically, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but, you know, we don't think that just because Colorado has agreed that that takes care of the rest of the United States, you know, and they feel prices will increase. They feel there may be, I guess, job issues. You know, I don't know exactly what they're going to present. I guess we'll find out more on December the 9th when the judge hears their case, but it will go before a judge on that day. I don't know how quickly the outcome will be decided. It was originally slated for October 25th, and The lawyer said, we need some more time. So now it has been scheduled for December the 9th. T-Mobile says they hope to close on the acquisition, close on the merger just 6 days later. I guess time will tell, my friends. I don't know what to say. It has been completely approved by both the Department of Justice and the FCC. So really, this is the very last hurdle that they would have, is the potential lawsuits. And I don't know what, I'll admit to you, I don't know exactly how that will play out or what the options could even be. I am a Sprint customer. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. You know, God will perfect that which concerns me. And I know that whatever they do, it's going to, you know, they're not going to leave any customers in the dust. I'm sure over time, they'll probably try to migrate everybody to 5G anyway. If anything, I guess my biggest question would be, are we still going to get our Hulu for free like we do right now as Sprint customers? But you know what? Even that's not a worry, because I can easily subscribe for $12.99 to the upcoming bundle of Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, and really be no worse off for that, and actually a little better if I were to watch sports. So it's whatever. I'm not concerned about that. It's what it is. But we'll see what happens. What do you think? You can certainly comment, and we'd love to hear your comments. You can leave them in voice messages on our Anchor profile. You can send them to us at info@ttjtech.net, and you can even fill out the comment form, the contact form, rather, on our website. So this is a big thing, though, all right? They will become the third largest mobile carrier, and it will make Dish the fourth largest if this goes through, because they will divest some of their assets and Dish will become the owner of some of the smaller companies that Sprint and T-Mobile had. And so those customers will become Dish customers. Very, very interesting move. What they have said, if they are the new T-Mobile, is that they plan to get really serious about this nationwide 5G coverage. It's not going to be too long, they say, before 90% and then 99% will have coverage, 50 megabits per second or greater, some 100 megabits per second or greater. You know, they want to do home internet. They want to do things right. And they often talk about, you know, lower costs. They talk about doing things differently than the status quo. To which I say, you know, Sprint and T-Mobile both have sort of gone against the grain in a lot of ways. So Sprint does a lot of these promotions that expire, and then you end up paying almost the same as what you pay with some of the other notable carriers. But almost is the operative word, because it is still a bit less. And when you factor in Hulu and the opportunity to get 50 gigabits mobile hotspot data, that's unheard of in the industry in other companies. So that's a really, really awesome deal. I like Sprint a lot. I'm very, very happy with them. T-Mobile has really good deals all the time. And our buddy Cliff over at Stir It Up Studio with a U, Stir with a U, that is, he loves T-Mobile, and he, feels there's nothing better. We've had some issues of coverage in our area here for T-Mobile, but again, that's not really, I don't know if that's still true, because I haven't tried T-Mobile out in a number of years, and I don't think it's going to be a concern when you figure that 5G is the next big thing. And probably the towers, not much is going to change until 5G, because that's where things are headed, you know, within the next couple of years. So, I don't know. Like I said, I don't really have a strong opinion either way. It will be what it is, you know? And I know that was not a very, very powerful statement. It will be what it is. Well, yeah, okay. But that is kind of how I feel about it. It's either going to happen or it's not, and I'll be okay either way. Not really worried about it. Curious as to how it's going to play out. You know, if they start sending emails, making announcements, yeah, you can bet I'll be listening to them. But, you know, I'm going to be fine. I'm curious what the argument's going to be for it, what the argument's going to be against it. You know, I've heard the overviews, but we'll see as time progresses. So, in other news today, we are on the eve of the big release of Disney Plus. As a matter of fact, in just a few hours now, Disney will release Disney Plus. Disney Plus is $6.99 a month, or you can pay for the year. My understanding is it will have full integration with the Apple TV app, as well as with Apple account billing or iTunes billing. It will also be available as a bundle with Hulu Limited commercials, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus, as I mentioned, for just $12.99 a month. Now, Hulu itself, if you don't get it free like I do, is $5.99 a month. Not a bad deal at all. But putting together basically $6 and basically $7, for just about that same price, you can add ESPN Plus for this bundle. So to me, if you are going to pay for two, paying for that bundle is a no-brainer. As I said, the only reason I'm not doing that right out of the gate is because I don't watch sports and we get our Hulu free right now. If such a time should arise that they say, you know, hey, sorry, customers, it was fun while it lasted, but we're not going to offer Hulu to you anymore. And I'm not saying that they're going to say that. Please don't misunderstand me. I have no information on that whatsoever. I'm just saying, theoretically, if that were to happen, then at that point in time, yes, I most likely would get the bundle, even though we don't watch sports. What am I paying? A penny more to get, I don't know, it's something ridiculously little, though, to get all three services, you know, in a bundle. But again, we'll see, you know. So, but Disney Plus, though, back to my original point, I am super excited for Disney Plus. The movies and the shows that they are introducing just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And one of the interesting moves they made this week surprised me a little, but maybe not. If you subscribe to a package from a live streaming provider like Hulu with Live TV or Sling or one of the others that has Disney in it, Disney Channel, Disney Junior, Disney XD, and so on, or even a cable package that has some of these Disney channels in it, you may be finding a lot of your Disney on-demand content gone. Bye-bye. There is no more Disney on-demand library on your cable service or what have you, or even in the Disney Now app, which is the TV Everywhere app. That has been a deliberate move on Disney's part. They're moving that content over to Disney Plus. So to me, if anybody was still thinking, well, you know, maybe I just get this, you know, this package, but really, it's just for Disney, but then I'll get all these other channels too. Well, you might not get everything you're thinking in Disney. You might be better off to go with Disney Plus. For me, it's Philo, Disney Plus, Hulu, and a few other Apple TV channels. You know, HBO, Stars, Tastemade, Smithsonian, some of these that I watch. So that's where we're at on that. Now, in other news, there's a few movies and shows that will actually revert back to Netflix for a short time. Well, I don't know how long of a time, but somewhere, I think, around 2023. And then, presumably, they'll be back in Disney's fold once the contract with Netflix expires. Apparently, this was set up prior to Disney Plus really becoming a reality. So, it's something just to keep in mind. Now, if you are a Netflix customer, maybe you watch Friends a lot. Remember that Friends is moving to HBO Max next year. HBO Max, again, we've talked about this. I have said, I think, everything that I have to say on that subject right now. I'm not going to put AT&T through the ringer again on this podcast episode as I did on the last one. You know how I feel. It is not clear to me whether I will subscribe to HBO Max. I am currently an HBO customer through Apple TV channels. I will remain so for now. I do like some of the movies. They do tend to get a lot of first-rate, you know, movies, and so that is part of that decision at this point, but we shall see. Disney Plus, though, huge library of movies and shows, National Geographic content, Marvel, just tons and tons of stuff. I'm super excited. And Apple TV Plus, also very, very happy with it. I have not watched a ton of stuff on it yet. I need to remind you, though, I don't tend to watch a lot of dramas, and some of their shows really are that. And the most prominent ones are, you know, now Dickinson is I believe, a comedy to a degree. But so these, you know, these are great shows, though, great original content. That is what's happening. And of course, we already shared with you that PlayStation View is officially going away. They've already stopped accepting new subscribers. If your account were to lapse, you would find yourself unable to probably get back to PlayStation View. Time to find another streaming provider, my friends. Move on from PSVU because they're not really, already not really around much, and they're not going to be around very much longer at all. So, yeah, give that a look. I've recommended a few to you, depending on your needs. So if you need really something that has the same level of channels, locals, sports, you know, all those, I recommend Hulu with live TV. And it's an added bonus, you know, you get the whole Hulu ad-supported on-demand streaming service as well, that whole library included. Really, it's a savings over PSVU. There are some add-ons, of course, that you can do. But, yeah, so moving on to some other news. It appears that people are still saying that a 16-inch MacBook of some form or MacBook Pro is very much in the works. I don't know if there have been some leaked images, if there have been, you know, these types of things. Not only that, we're still waiting to see the Mac Pro, right? The new Mac Pro that was introduced early this year, well, June of this year, halfway through the year, with its awesome option of adding this really incredible display and some of the accessories. So that was promised for and is still listed for this fall, listed as coming this fall. So maybe it will. All right, so we'll see. Both of those machines have been rumored for a while, and time will tell what their actual release date's going to be. And Apple Arcade now has officially reached that number of 100 games. I assume many more are still to come in the future going forward, but the ones they have are awesome and getting rave reviews. Again, just a $5, $4.99 a month subscription. Really an awesome opportunity, an awesome deal. And some of the newest games, one of my favorites, Sociable Soccer, which appears to be a game where you can build your teams and play soccer and really cool stuff with or without game controllers. This is a Veterans Day recording in the sense that we are winding down Veterans Day. Technically, we're now past Veterans Day if you go by the clock. But nevertheless, I do want to say a very, very special thank you to any of our veterans and all of our veterans. Your dedication, your efforts, your loyalty, your strength, your hard work, your heroism should never be forgotten, and it ought to be honored every single day. We praise God for you, what you have done, in some cases what you continue to do. And by the way, if you're not a, you know, if you're not serving in the military, but you're a family of someone who is, or you are serving in, you know, emergency response, you know, police, firemen, ambulance, etc., or maybe any other kind of position, whatever it is that you're doing, you know, teachers, doctors, all sorts of jobs, we really do respect you and appreciate the contribution that you make to our society, to making the world a better place, and how lives are enhanced and changed for the better because of you. I believe that God has a special plan for each and every one of us. And no matter what you're doing, you know, if you're doing these things that are helping people, making a difference in people's lives, I mean, that's just truly awesome. So, again, thank you so much to our vets. And if you are a veteran, more on the technology side of things, I should point out to you that Apple offers military persons a 10% discount on any purchases. Now, these are standard. That's the biggest discount you can get from Apple. And so if you're, you know, if you go to the Apple store or the website and you select military, you will be able to take advantage of that discount. So I did want to share that with you as well. Now, I have been, speaking of discounts, it's almost time for the holiday shopping season. Now, there's a lot more, of course, to this time of year than shopping, by all means. But we do want to talk for a moment about the holiday shopping season, which really kicks off now almost before Black Friday. And so we're going to announce it here first. This is the first place that you're going to hear it. It's not even up on our website yet. It will get published as a blog post to our website within the next 24 hours. But you, listeners of TTJ Talk, depending on when you listen, are the very first to hear this news about our TTJ promotions. Now, remember, these promotions are strictly on our services that we offer, our packages that we offer. And these are in addition to the products that are going to be on sale at Apple, at Best Buy, at Target, at Sam's Club, at Costco, at Walmart, at, you know, Micro Centers and B&H Photo, a whole bunch of places around the country. If you are looking for a new Apple product or accessory or any of these things or other electronics, please don't hesitate to check in with us, because we will be scouring, believe me, starting the beginning of that week of Thanksgiving, and really even sooner, but officially starting the beginning of that week, we are going to be scouring the internet to find the best deals for you so that you can get them, get the products you want at a price you'll love. And there are even some available now, pre-Black Friday doorbusters and stuff like that. So don't think that this is not the time of year to buy, because it is. Now, what are we offering at TTJ? Remember, you're hearing it now for the very first time. If you choose to purchase both our premium support one-year contract, which offers you tremendous support on all of your Apple devices, even if you didn't purchase them through us, as long as they're within the past few years of being manufactured, all of those Apple products, as well as accessories that you may use with your Apple products, and this includes Wi-Fi networking products, printers, it even includes things like microwaves and Amazon Echo devices. It includes CarPlay systems, coffee makers. It includes HomeKit accessories, all kinds of, you know, security devices and cameras and more. So this is normally a $200 value under our current pricing, which also we offer a $200 gold training package with 30 hours of training that never expire. So obviously you can do the math. The combined total of those is normally $400, $398, I guess, really technically, if we were, and some change, because there's cents in there too. We're going to give you basically $100 off the combined bundle and make it just $300. So that's $100 savings to get a year of premium support, which you can renew after a year, as well as the 30 hours of training that never expire. You don't have to use them within a year's time. You can use them whenever you wish. And again, those don't expire. Use them whenever you want. All right. So a $400 value, $100 off, which is $300. And if you use Apple Pay Cash to pay, we're going to give you an additional 10% off that purchase price, bringing it down to the lowest ever total of $270. I don't think we've ever, I mean, don't, you know, I don't want to lie to you, but I don't think we've ever sold it for that price, that combined total. Not that I can recall, anyway, at this moment. So that is a fantastic value. $270 gives you both our premium support for a year. Again, any Apple product, you, even if you didn't purchase it from TTJ. And going back at this point all the way to the basically if it will run iOS 13 and iPad OS or tvOS 13, these latest operating systems, you can get support from us on it. It can be included. Doesn't matter how many devices you have. Now, this is residential, you know, customers and small businesses. If you're a school district or something, we have different packages for you. But, you know, in your home or your family, whatever, however many devices you have, again, this also includes, you know, printers, scanners. It includes all these types of devices that I mentioned. It does not include Windows or Android devices, but it does include Google Assistant devices. And, of course, HomePods, Sonos systems, smart appliances. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on of the things that we will indeed cover. And we don't cover hardware repair, but we do cover support, helping you to get these things working together. Upgrade notifications when it's time to install new software. App recommendations. You know, we get these out to you regularly. So we do all these things. And if you live near us, we actually do in-person maintenance on your software for you. If not, we'll do it over the phone with FaceTime audio or what have you. And again, then 30 hours of training on your choice, you know, maybe your iPad, your iPhone, whatever. If you are getting a new product through us or whatever, you get a new iPad, a new, you know, Apple TV over the holiday, whatever, this combination is the perfect package for you, because you are going to be able to get the premium support for a year as well as the 30 hours of training on that brand new device, those brand new toys you just got or plan to get for the holiday season. And we'll even throw in the setup. So if you live close to us, we can actually do the setup in person for you or with you. And all of that in basically for $270, $300 if you don't use Apple Pay, $270 if you do. There's never been a deal like that as far as I'm concerned. So you don't want to miss out on that, because that's a huge savings. We're also going to have savings on the individual packages themselves. Not nearly as big of savings, but indeed there will be savings if you purchase them individually. Each of those services will have a 10% off, a 10% discount, so a total of $180 per service. And if you, again, use Apple Pay, we'll give you an additional 5% off of either of those if you purchase just one or the other. And not only that, but anybody who purchases any of this stuff gets their name thrown in the drawing to receive a tech prize, and that will be announced after the fact. Now, to really make this even more beneficial to our customers, we're doing something else that we did last year, and we're doing it again, and that is we are announcing right now special holiday hours. Now, the holiday hours that we're announcing right now are strictly for this shopping holiday season that tends to follow Thanksgiving. We will also have extended hours for those who receive Christmas presents that are technology and they want some help setting them up or what have you. But these are the Thanksgiving ones. So here's how it's going to work. On Thursday, November the 28th, which is Thanksgiving, technically we are closed that day, but we are going to open up at 6 p.m., you can call or iMessage us, and those we're going to be open for 8 hours, 6 p.m. to 2 a.m., to get you these packages and to help you find products that may be discounted. These are not support hours, all right? The support time is all of our other hours. You can use the extended iMessage hours for the Tech Juggernaut at iCloud.com and get your great support that you always come to know and love, but this is about shopping. It's about buying the new products that you want. And so we're going to be open for two purchase purposes. One, to help you secure the purchase of your TTJ packages at a discounted price. And two, to help you secure purchases of other products, Apple products and consumer electronics, TVs and such at discounted prices. We're going to help you find the best deals on those and the best value and even offer our purchasing assistance. So 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern daylight, or whatever we call it, Eastern Standard Time. I had to think there for a second. 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Friday morning. 6 p.m. Thursday evening to 2 a.m. Friday morning. We're going to be open. Then we're going to reopen at our normal time on Friday morning. But we're going to stay open until midnight Friday night. And we're going to repeat the same thing on Saturday. Not open on Sundays. We don't do that. But we're going to be open on Saturday. And same thing for Cyber Monday. So it is a huge weekend for shopping. It is a huge weekend for discounts. It is a huge weekend for new products. And what you also need to do is stay tuned for our holiday gift guide, where I do my recommended products. That's going to be coming up within the next week. You don't want to miss that, because that will tell you everything that I would buy, that I probably, because I already own it, I don't need to buy it, praise the Lord, but what I would recommend to you. And we'll do a number of categories. We'll talk about those things, and it'll be a lot of fun. So stay tuned to the blog to read all this information in print, or in digital format, I should say, really, but because we're going to revisit all of it again on the blog. But just know that that's coming up the weekend of Thanksgiving and Black Friday and into Cyber Monday. Now, where was I this week? I was at the New Jersey State Convention for the National Federation of the Blind. What a fantastic organization. Some fantastic, on fire, dynamite people. Just great and truly devoted to making people's lives better. You know, their slogan, live the life you want. And it was an awesome conference. Spent some great time with the family at the Delta Woodbridge, Delta by Marriott Hotel in Woodbridge. Great presentations. We watched some of their presentations and the general session where they talked about all of the initiatives and all of the things that they're doing. They had their scholarship winners. They had a gentleman from Hawaii. They just really some powerful, powerful stuff. We saw demonstrations of products like Ira, you know, that helps you, if you can't see, to do things, to function independently as you walk, as you travel, as you shop at a grocery store, or whatever it is that you might be wanting to do. And we got to meet some fantastic people from the state and from other places, and people asking me questions and me learning things from others. And we had a lot of people come up. I gave three presentations over the course of 2 days there, and one on the iPad called What's in a Name? How iPadOS is revolutionizing the iPad all over again. And then the other presentations I did were Revolutionize Your Life with Apple, A Day in the Connected Digital Life. And I shared that twice to very excited crowds who were excited to learn about these things. They had some great follow-up questions, got to network a little bit, meet some great people. And we also, of course, as a family, had a lot of great experiences, made some great memories in not only the convention, but also the recreation in the indoor heated pool at the hotel, the restaurant and the room service, and sometimes ordering from Grubhub. We're going to talk about that a little more in the next podcast. The train rides and just the mall with the dine-in movie theater, all the great things that we got to do. Also spent some time with my parents who live in the Harrisburg area, because that's where we got our train. We're going to do a podcast specifically about the recreation and food and stuff part of this at a later time, so we can talk about things like Grubhub and all that. But right now, I just wanted to share that with you. So that's what I've been doing this past week. But before I went, I recorded a review. Consider this the first product on my holiday gift guide, by the way, though we'll revisit it again. But I did a review of my brand new 11-inch iPad Pro. Now, I made this review for a radio station out of Jamaica called, the program on the radio station called Disability No Boundaries. A gentleman, a brother in Christ, who leads this internet-based radio station each Thursday afternoon has Disability No Boundaries. And I have a tech segment. I am not the whole show. There's some other great stuff on this show. But I have a tech segment every week where I normally live talk about what I've been talking about a lot is Apple's latest updates. Because really when I started on his show when he asked me to do the tech segment. It was right during the big releases of iOS 13 and iPadOS. So that's what we've been focusing on a lot. But this week I focused on this iPad Pro. I did a review of it, and I did it ahead of time because I had to submit it to him because during his Disability No Boundaries show, I was going to be unavailable. I was going to be at this conference for the NFB and unable to do a live spot as I normally would using FaceTime audio and, you know, being on Disability No Boundaries. So I sent this to the gentleman ahead of time, and it is the review of the 11-inch iPad Pro and the accessories that I have. And what I'd like to now do is bring you in to that same recording. So you're going to hear me reference the folks in Jamaica and the Disability No Boundaries name, but know that it's also for you. And I recorded it with every intention of also sharing it with all of you, my friends here on TTJ Talk, because you need to hear about this iPad Pro. You've got to hear the fantastic and phenomenal things that this device has to offer, my experiences with it, and my bottom line, which I think I've already bottom lined it for you. I already told you it's going to be the first item on my holiday gift guide that's upcoming. So please stay tuned now as I take you to this recording about the 11-inch iPad Pro, my review of it for Disability No Boundaries, and now for you here on TTJ Talk.
Time recording.
Well, hello there, everybody. Good afternoon. It is Matt coming at you here from TTJ Talk on Disability No Boundaries. Welcome to everybody from wherever you might be joining from. Most of you probably in sunny Jamaica. Hello from kind of chilly Pennsylvania up here. Hey, this is the time when we do tech news and updates, how-tos, product reviews, and a whole lot more. And today we've got a product review because I got a new toy this week, and I want to share all about it with you in the next few minutes right here on our TTJ Talk spot on Disability No Boundaries. Thanks for tuning in today. And we are talking about, of course, Apple's 11-inch iPad Pro. What an awesome device this is. Now, before we get started, I do want to remind you that you can get lots more tech information. You can get how-tos and tutorials. You can subscribe to our blog so you're always in on what's new. You can subscribe to our TTJ Talk podcast and a whole lot more, all by visiting our website. You can even join our free training courses. You can sign up for paid one-on-one training and paid support packages, and a whole lot more. That web address, take it down if you want, ttjtech.net. That's ttjtech.net. We're all about Apple products, and today we are talking about Apple's 11-inch iPad Pro. It is going to be a joy to review this product for you right now. Now, you know, Apple released and introduced the first iPad back in 2010, and they advertised it as a magical and revolutionary product, and I couldn't agree more. I believe wholeheartedly that it is exactly that. It has transformed the way people work, play, learn, communicate, create, and express themselves. And if you're like me, a voiceover user, you know how much it has changed your life with all the new things that you are able to do thanks to the voiceover screen reader. Of course, we know voiceover is not the only accessibility feature on Apple's devices, but still, that's what I focus on, of course. And so the iPad is an absolutely wonderful device, and each year it has been getting better and better. Well, I recently became eligible for a new iPad, and I decided to jump on the opportunity. I am now the proud owner of an 11-inch iPad Pro. There is also a 12.9-inch iPad Pro. So let's talk about what these devices have, their specs, and who they might be best suited for, and do I recommend it? Spoiler alert, I'm going to recommend it. So first of all, the 11-inch iPad Pro, as you might have guessed, has an 11-inch diagonal display. There's also a 12.9-inch model.
Now, if you are completely non-sighted like I am, you might not care too much about the display, but I know we may have some sighted folks out there too, teachers, parents, and so on. So I'm going to tell you that the iPad Pro display is considered the best display in the world. Everyone who reviews this thing says it's got an absolutely gorgeous display. This uses Apple's latest technology, right? So we have True Tone, which automatically adapts the display to your surroundings. We have Pro Motion. We have the Liquid Retina display with its rounded edges. This is truly about as edge-to-edge as an LCD can possibly get. It is a beautiful display, and everyone who has reviewed it seems to agree. Now, in addition to this amazing display, of course, there's a lot of great features. And while we're talking about the visuals, let's talk about audio, something that might be more meaningful to those of us who use VoiceOver. We love good sounding audio, don't we? Well, the iPad Pro boasts four speakers, two on each side, and each of them has their own independent tweeters and subwoofers. So you're not going to find audio quality like this in any other tablet for sure. The audio is amazing. You can listen to your music, your movies, whatever you want to listen to, and it's going to sound like they're right there in front of you. It is absolutely fantastic. Now, of course, there's no wrong way to hold an iPad. You can use it in any orientation, landscape, portrait, all sorts of different modes. Now, let's talk about what's under the hood. The iPad Pro boasts Apple's A12X Bionic chip. This is a fantastic processor. This processor, it is just unbelievable, with eight different cores for different purposes. This also has the M12 motion coprocessor, the neural engine. If you don't know what all these things mean, just suffice it to say it is fast, it is powerful, its graphics are great, and it has fabulous machine learning so that it can better handle every task that you attempt to do in an intelligent way. This is great with Apple's augmented reality and a whole lot more. Now, in addition to the A12X and the M12 and the graphics and everything else, you're going to find the best in class when it comes to Gigabit LTE if you get a cellular model, the best with Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi AC, Bluetooth, the latest standards in everything. And you can always get these iPads in either the Wi-Fi only configuration or the cellular model, which the cellular is capable of running 4G, LTE. This is going to have the latest cellular standards for any carrier. If you're in the United States, you can use your iPad on any of the major carriers. Now, some of the other great features that you'll find on this iPad include the 12 megapixel rear camera. So out the back, you've got a fantastic camera that shoots video in 4K, that takes great photos, live photos, panoramas, focus pixels. All of Apple's latest camera features are available on this wonderful 12 megapixel camera, including its LED flash. So you can take pictures in any lighting conditions whatsoever. Also, the front-facing camera is a 7-megapixel FaceTime HD with True Tone flash, meaning it uses the display for its flash, and the True Depth camera system. So we can use Animoji and Memoji, put our face on different animals, create a Memoji of our face, and create Animoji stickers of ourselves in stickers and in video messages. And by the way, gone are the home button and the headphone jack. We don't need them anymore, right? We can use Bluetooth. We can use gestures. So there is no home button on this thing. What does that mean? It means with this True Depth camera system on the front of the iPad, we can authenticate now with Face ID. This is even more accurate than Touch ID. We simply glance at the iPad, and don't worry about it if you can't see. It works great. Setup and use, you can do it totally independently without any sighted assistance. I did it, and I do it every day, and it works fantastically. So this is how you authenticate. It's how you make purchases. It's how you download apps. It's how you use Apple Pay. It's how you get into your secure apps, apps like PayPal and various security system apps. You can just look at your iPad, and you are in with Face ID. Now, When it comes to the various storage options, you've got four of them. Apple sells this thing in a 64 gig, a 256 gigabyte, a 512, and a 1 terabyte storage option. So you can pick whichever one best suits you. I opted for the 256 because I also use iCloud Drive, and that's where I store most of my stuff. I have a 2 terabyte iCloud storage plan. So I just needed enough storage here that I can store my apps and local things that get downloaded as I use the iPad and so forth. Previously, I was using 128, and I was really okay with that. We've since doubled the storage with this purchase. This is a fantastic device, praise God. Now, I want to tell you about some of the other options. I mentioned to you that you have Wi-Fi only and you have the cellular model. I got the cellular model from my carrier, and that means that no matter where I go, even if I'm not on Wi-Fi, I have access to the internet using the cellular connection. I can use this iPad to create a Wi-Fi hotspot, and of course, your plan is going to vary depending on your carrier, so everybody may have a different plan, but it is certainly available. You can purchase the cellular version and not sign up for anything. That's another option that you have. You're not forced to get a plan. There's no contract, okay? It's just you use it if you want it. So you can sign up right on the iPad for a cellular plan, or you can join an existing plan with this device, as I did. But again, you can purchase the cellular option so that you have that option down the road, but you don't have to sign up for a cell plan if you don't want to. If you do, as I mentioned, at least here in the United States, this thing will work with all of the major carriers here in the US. It is an unlocked cellular iPad. And that's how they all are here in the US anyway. So it is absolutely great. Now, of course, this iPad has been made even better thanks to iPad OS. If you've been following us here on Disability No Boundaries, we've been talking about iPad OS and iOS 13, all the latest updates from Apple. For the past several weeks, we've been talking about that, right? Well, all of those features that I've shared with you, the great new home screen with the widgets, multitasking with two separate apps or one app and multiple documents or multiple windows in the same app, third-party fonts, custom font installs, desktop class web browsing, file downloads, compressing and uncompressing, the security features like sign in with Apple and location control in photos, the new slide to type if you want to use it, ETA sharing in Apple Maps, collections in Maps, time-synced lyrics in music, new TV features. Everything we've talked about is available here on iPad OS, including removable storage support, right? So we can use our USB flash drive. Not sure why we'd want to, because we prefer iCloud here at TTJ, but if we need to, we can still use removable storage like a USB flash drive or an SD card. We can use a server, a remote server, so we can access all these things right in iPad OS. So truly, the iPad itself is a fantastic device, but when you add iPad OS to it and you download that free update, if you've not already done so, it's like getting a whole new device anyway. It truly is the best that's available to you. Now, let's talk about some of the accessories that you can get with this iPad. One of the things that occurred to me right away was that I needed a case. And I wanted to get a case that also served as a keyboard. I do most of my typing on screen. I hardly ever use a mechanical keyboard at all. Even when I'm writing documents, messages, emails, and blog posts, I prefer the experience of typing right on screen. However, there are those times when I'm writing really long documents that I do want that feel of a mechanical keyboard that I can type on. And it's nice to know that it is connected already to my iPad, integrated into the case, so that I don't have to find it in my bag and turn it on and do all these other things that make it far less of an integrated solution. And so for that, I chose the Logitech Slim Folio Pro. This case has a soft cover and soft material, but rugged protection. You've got protection for the sides and corners against bumps and scratches. The keyboard is integrated. You've got three different modes. You've got the typing mode. You've got the what Logitech calls the reading mode, which I guess they're calling it reading mode because they want to keep in that pro feel, but you could also use that as movie mode or music mode or just entertainment mode, just whatever it is you're doing, just casually with it on your lap, or you can work that way, as I often do. And then you have the drawing or sketching mode, and you spread it out a little bit, and it gives you a little bit of an incline to draw with the Apple Pencil, which we'll talk about next. So this Slim Folio Pro has all these modes. When it is in typing mode, it turns on automatically. It does use Bluetooth. It does not use the smart connector, but you only have to charge it about once every 3 months based on about 2 hours of average use per day. You charge it with a cable. We'll talk about the connectivity momentarily, but let's just say for right now that when you do put it into typing mode, it automatically turns on. And the keys are backlit, so you can, if you do have sight, you can actually get some extra lighting on those keys. There is a row of iOS shortcuts at the top so that you can easily do things like change the keyboard brightness, play and pause music, quickly return to the home screen, show the on-screen keyboard, check the battery, and a whole lot more. And the bottom left key shows and hides the emoji when you want to use them. This keyboard case is fantastic and works very well with the iPad. I mean, they were designed to work together, and they do very, very well. So I highly recommend the Logitech Slim Folio Pro. Now, the next accessory I'd like to talk about is the Apple Pencil. Again, if you don't have any sight, you might think to yourself, why do I need this? And maybe you don't, and that's fine. But if you're like me, you have sighted family, kids that love to draw, friends that want to come over and draw, you want to get the Apple Pencil second generation. This is an amazing device. It has been precisely engineered to provide the lowest latency possible from the time you tap the screen with the pencil to the time you get a response. It's virtually instantaneous. Palm rejection means that if you rest your palm on the display, it's not going to make accidental drawings for you. It's got pressure sensitivity so that you can draw with different amounts of pressure to draw lighter or darker. You can draw with the side of the pencil for more of an outlining kind of effect. You have a touch surface right on the side of the pencil that you double tap to quickly change from whatever you're using to the eraser or to a different tool to show or hide the color palette. You can customize all of this. Right out of the box, this works with notes. It works with mail, it works with Pages, the word processing and desktop publishing app, and a whole lot more. You can draw, you can write by hand, you can sketch, you can use different tools. For example, the Notes app has the pen, it has the pencil, it has the crayon, it has the marker, it has some of these apps have paint brushes and a whole lot more. And then you can choose different colors and shades and all of these types of things that you want to do. You can do your shading, you can do anything you want. This is an artist's dream to have an iPad Pro with an Apple Pencil second generation. How do you charge this Apple Pencil? You know what you do? You simply snap it onto the side of the iPad magnetically. It instantly pairs that way too, by the way, and then you charge it that way. Now, the Logitech Slim Folio Pro keyboard allows enough space on the side for you to snap that on and still close the case. Or there's an extra little holder inside of the keyboard case as well for you to stow the Apple Pencil if you don't need to charge it. Fantastic device. Now, the next accessory that I got that I really want to talk about is an accessory called the Anchor Power Port. This is only at Apple, exclusively at the Apple Store. And this is going to provide two charging ports so that you can charge your iPad and your iPhone at the same time. One is USB and one is USB-C. Now, why do we have USB-C? I told you I'd come back to the connectivity discussion. The iPad Pro boasts USB-C instead of Apple's more common Lightning connector. Why did they opt for USB-C? Because as good as Lightning is, and it is fantastic, there are some things, there are some benefits that USB-C offers that nothing else, not even Lightning, can do. For example, charge out. So I can now plug a USB-C port into my iPad and plug the other end of that cord into my iPhone and charge my iPhone from my iPad, almost like using the iPad as an extra battery. You can charge the keyboard this way, or you can charge the keyboard using a wall outlet with the included USB-C cable that you get with your iPad, so you have your choice there. HD 4K and HD video transfer from cameras is another great feature that is enabled by USB-C. The quick and easy direct connection of accessories, and again, with the enhancement in iPadOS, allowing you to be able to use removable storage and that type of media, this is better than ever. Now, because there is a USB-C port, the other accessory that I want to recommend to you is Apple's own USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter. I don't know if I missed any words in there, but if you search for that, you'll find it. It's a three-port adapter. So the one end of it is USB-C, and you're going to plug that into your iPad. What you're going to get on the other end is you're going to get a standard USB port. I call it standard. I guess USB-A is the proper term for that. That's what you plug into things like your flash drives, maybe a USB microphone or a MIDI keyboard or other things. The second port you're going to get is the HDMI port if you need to connect this iPad to a projector. Now, if you're going to use this with an Apple TV, AirPlay 2 is the way to go. We've been talking about Apple TV a lot recently, but if you need to connect to something like a projector, HDMI is going to be the way to go. And then your third port is another USB-C port, so you can also be charging your iPad or using other USB-C accessories at the same time. Again, that's Apple's USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter. Now, I also want to tell you that we do recommend some others that I don't know, some people might want them, some people might not. There is a USB-C to SD card reader, a USB-C to audio. If you really, really do need that headphone jack, I don't because I use AirPods, but if you really need it, you can get that. And there's even a thing you can get from Best Buy. It was one of the most popular items on Kickstarter. This is the HyperDrive USB-C 6-in-1 dock. This dock features HDMI, USB-A, SD, micro SD, another USB-C port, and I believe there's even one other port in it, the headphone jack. Your 3.5mm audio jack is also featured in that dock, so you truly can connect to just about anything if you get that dock. Now, of course, we're not going to really get too much into pricing. We're not going to get too much into that because it may be different depending on where you're listening from. But what I will say about this is I want to talk very quickly about the setup process and kind of bottom line it for you. What do I recommend? Who do I recommend it for? The setup process was flawless. Going from one iPad to this new iPad Pro was very, very straightforward, seamless, smooth, as easy as it could have been. I used automatic setup to quickly transfer my Wi-Fi and Apple ID settings over to the new device. I restored from an iPad backup. Apple's software detected that I needed an update to be able to restore from that backup, so it automatically downloaded and installed iPadOS 13.2 for me, and then it proceeded to restore from the backup. Once the backup restore was done using iCloud, my iPad restarted and told me it was going to continue to download my apps in the background, but I was basically ready to go. So at that point, I noticed I didn't yet have cellular service on my new iPad. So I quickly went into settings and into cellular data, and I was able to choose which my carrier was and tell it that I wanted to transfer an existing tablet plan over to this new iPad. Of course, it allowed me to sign in and authenticate, and it allowed me to select which phone number I needed to transfer and confirm that the plan is what I expected it to be. Within a matter of just a couple of minutes, I got a message saying it was successfully activated. It said it might take a little while for it to be ready, but just give it some time. And I really didn't even have to. It was ready almost instantly. And that was the setup process for activating the cellular network. Honestly, the longest thing I had to wait for with this iPad was for my favorite voiceover voice, Alex, to download. I don't know what was up with that, but it just wasn't downloading right away. And eventually later that night, it did, and I was good to go. So all in one evening, I had everything set up, all my apps, and then I just had to sign into some of the apps again, which was also no big deal at all, thanks to iCloud Keychain. Of course, with iCloud, everything was signed in on the Apple side, all my Apple TV channels, and my Up Next content, everything was available. All my documents, all my calendar events, everything I needed right where I wanted it to go. If you're not sure how to do all that stuff, We're right now in the middle of a free course called Living the Connected Digital Life. You can get all the archived recordings of it and join us for all the future ones. You can learn more about that by visiting us at ttjtech.net. If you're not clear on where to find the information you need, please reach out to us. Just choose the contact link, choose our iMessage or our email or our phone number, and get a hold of us, and we'll be happy to provide for you any and all of the information you need as best we possibly can do it. So, let's sum this up and close for today. What do I think of this iPad? Well, in case you can't tell, my opinion is wow. I think it is a fantastic device, best of the best. I've always felt that the iPad was the best tablet in the world, and I think this is the best of the best iPad. The best iPad. And here's what I want to say. Who is this suited for? Do I really need an iPad Pro? Well, I'll tell you what, I was very happy with my 6th generation iPad. This is the way I'll put it for you. If you cannot get a deal that satisfies you, if you cannot find a promotion that satisfies you, or you otherwise just need to save extra money and be concerned about that budget, you know, you're a school district and you're considering either an iPad or a $200 Chromebook. Well, don't buy the $200 Chromebook, buy the iPad, but you don't need the iPad Pro. If you're trying to save a little extra money, go with a standard 7th generation or even the 6th generation iPad. But if you can afford it, if you can find a way to do it, and especially if you're considering something like a $700 or $800 computer, don't do that. By all means, my recommendation, go for this iPad Pro. You will not regret it. You will be very happy that you did, because it is worth every penny. The features, the functionality, the power, the graphics, the compatibility, you know, with iPad OS, this has just opened up a whole new world of features and functionality for people. And I believe it is going to be, if you try it out, that you're going to have the same experience that I have, which is that it's an amazing, amazing device. And I think you will truly enjoy it. So we're going to leave it right there in just a moment, my friends, but I want to remind you one more time, as I said at the beginning, in case you're just joining us, we offer free training, we offer paid training, we offer premium paid support on your Apple products over the phone and by FaceTime audio. I really want to encourage you to visit our website, ttjtech.net. There you can subscribe to the blog. We give tips on the blog. You know, every few days we release a new tip or a trick or a how-to article. Not just myself, but a team of instructors. And also, we keep you posted on promotions and discounts that we've got going on. Don't forget, we've got a podcast. It's called TTJ Talk. You can search for TTJ Talk on any podcast platform. Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, and a whole lot more. But also, you can find out about it and learn more about it right on our website at ttjtech.net. If you do get into TTJ Talk, you'll find guest interviews, how-tos, product reviews, and demos, and more. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at TalkTTJ. That is at TalkTTJ. I want to thank you for joining us today. And I hope you'll be back next week. I know I will. Same time, same place with more Apple news, Apple tips. Next week is a big week, folks, for those people who have an Apple TV, any cord cutters out there, because Disney Plus is coming out next Tuesday. If you're a Disney fan or if you've got family, this is a no-brainer for you. Every Disney movie ever made, Star Wars content, Marvel content, National Geographic content, you want to sign up for Disney Plus. And also released this month is Apple TV Plus, already live with its great original content for people, different shows for people of all ages. And so next week we'll talk a bit about those two services and how they're doing and what they have to offer right here on the TTJ Talk segment, if I can ever say it, of Disability No Boundaries. I want to thank you once again for tuning in today. God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic week. We are going to see you back here next time. Thanks so much, everybody.
All right, that is going to do it for us today, folks. Still to come on TTJ Talk, of course, lots and lots more. And coming up in the near future, we are going to be doing some awesome games my daughter and I will play together, some accessible games, and have a lot of fun with that, and our smart speaker review and our holiday gift guide that I've already mentioned to you coming up. So don't forget to subscribe to our blog at ttjtech.net. Follow us on Twitter at TalkTTJ, Periscope TTJ Talk, and of course right here, and we'll keep them coming. Thanks so much, and God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to TTJ Talk. We'll see you next time, everybody. Take care, and bye-bye.